live this Saturday morning. Joined by Tom Bonner, inventor, owner, manufacturer, solar safe pool covers. We will get to safety. That's in the name, so there's obviously an element of safety there. However, we're kind of at what you call the magic time of September 15th, when people just seem to stop swimming. From your experience over the years, that just seems to be the magic day people stop swimming.
Well, officially, the monsoons now stop
right
at the end of September, but it's always been a few days on either side of the 15th. You go out in the morning and you go, wow, this feels great. Your pool dropped below 80 degrees the night before. So this is the magic week.
And these covers can extend that.
Absolutely. So most people are familiar with the blue bubble cover. They're sold as called a solar blanket. Mm-hmm. They'll raise your pool 10 to 15 degrees. We actually took our cover out to a test lab in New River. It's been out there for 30 years. And we tested our cover versus the blue bubble, and it actually produced more heat. Ironically, we found that our dark green, which is an optional color for us, most of our folks pick either tan or blue, but the dark green actually produced the most heat.
And those are your three color options?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's 100 colors. If somebody wanted pink with purple polka dots, get it.
But could we do it in purple?
Or purple with the LSU? Purple with a little bit of yellow. Yeah. I could do that.
Can we so seam the LSU on it?
We could.
All right. We may have to do this. I'm seeing Mom and Dad talking a lot here on eye contact. There's a possible candidate here for you. So we could do some sports colors on it?
Absolutely.
Now, green's the... You said is the warms it up the most.
Yeah, we actually checked it against black and dark brown, and ironically, dark green produced better heat.
And when we're talking heat, this cover goes over the top of the entire pool, and it through the sun, and it solarizes, traps the heat in. How much will it raise? How many degrees will it raise the water?
It'll give you an extra 10 or 15 degrees. This time of year, it's best to maintain the heat that's in the pool. And so that'll extend further into the fall. In the springtime, obviously, if you have it on, it's going to raise the pool temperature and you'll be able to get in several weeks before the normal start. And I'm talking about 80 degrees, which is kind of the magic number that below that we freeze to death.
I'm picturing you talked about the blue bubble and my uncle had one of those, and I'm picturing pulling it back when we would jump in. Is this similar in how it goes up?
Well, let's talk about how this actually attaches to the pool. The blue bubble covers are cut, and they float within the perimeter of the pool. Our cover actually goes on top of the deck. So it floats across the body of water, goes up the sides, and goes about a foot onto the deck.
And that's very key because that eliminates the air that would otherwise be sitting between the top of the deck and the...
Correct.
So this sits right on top of the water.
Right. So we have brass anchors. The brass anchor is less than the diameter of a dime. And we mount those every few feet around the deck. And the... female threaded portion is flush mounted inside the deck, and then the male threaded portion is attached to the cover. We give the pool owner a portable drill or a cordless drill with about a 3-foot extension rod that goes into the top of the male threaded, and they can just squeeze the trigger and it'll pull the anchor right out. So it's going to take you a few minutes to take it off and to put it back on.
And this goes below decking, so you don't ever have to worry about stubbing your toe on it.
Correct. Yeah, it's flush mounted. Correct.
So, and how many, is it like 16 inches on center? Is it 24?
Generally every couple feet. If safety's an issue, and I know we're going to be transitioning to that here in a minute, we do it about every 2 feet. If safety's not an issue, we can do it a little bit further apart because you don't need to attach it as often.
So let's just say I'm taking it off. Where do I put that fitting? Do I put it back into its
If you're setting? Taking it off just for the day or a short time, it stays on the cover. We have an O-ring that wraps around it and it stays on the cover. If you're going to take it off for the season, then you would take the anchor out, put it back into its hole so you just wouldn't get dirt and debris in the hole over time.
Very good. Now, once I've got all of these anchors out, how heavy is it to pull off?
So we teach you how to float the cover across the pool. It's really kind of neat. You take the edges and you put it in on top of it. You can actually float it across, and then you can accordion it up onto the deck. And when you're done, if you don't have to move it, you really didn't have to lift the weight, because they could weigh 40 or 50 pounds, depending on the size of the pool, if you physically wanted to move it out of the way. Or we have an optional roller that you can mount at one end of the pool, just like you do with the Blue Bubble covers, only this is a heavy-duty roller, and you can roll the cover up and then float it back out when you're ready to put it back on.
Now, a lot of pools, it used to just be a pool by itself. Last 15, 20 years, you see a lot of jacuzzis, spas, water features. Are those a factor?
We can sew around anything. I literally could install this on about 90% of the pools out there. So we can go up steps. We'll cut each and every one of the steps. We'll sew it. We can go over or around a waterfall or a boulder.
Very good. I promise we're going to get to safety right after this. It's Rosie on the House. If you've got a question or would like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.